Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute your way. I hope everyone's Pesach is going fantastic. We're currently in the middle of Pesach and the corona craziness going around us. Let's try to talk some daf, talk some sense into what's going on in the world with learning a lesson about what it said on today's daf. And 37, Shabbos 37, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani said in Rabbi Oshia's name, if he covered it with ashes, yet it blazed up again, one may keep upon it hot water that has previously been heated as much as is required, or a dish which has been boiled all it needs. Then this proves that when it improves as it shrinks, it is permitted? No, there it is different because he covered it with ashes. If so, why state it? It is necessary to state it because it blazed up again. You might argue since it blazed up again, it reverts to its original state. Hence, he informs us that this is not so. When one removes the coals from the kira, he signifies he does not want the food to continue being cooked. Although the fire reignited, we do not say that the kira reverts to its original status where the coals were not removed and one would not be allowed to leave food on the kira. Rather, we say that he will not come to stoke the embers as he prefers that the coals be removed or covered. This brings to mind the idea of how we should set aside things for Shabbos, how we should set up things for Yom Tov and Shabbos. A lot of times we set up the hot plate in our house and we put it on a timer because we don't, God forbid, want it to be on the whole Shabbos. We want it to be on a system where it goes on and off. But even when we don't use a hot plate, you know, we warm up the food in the stove, in the oven before Shabbos, and then we press off right before Shabbos, so it still retains its heat in some way. And sometimes we also will just keep food on top without a hot plate and turn off the burners right before Shabbos. There are different ways to bring in the Shabbos without having to worry about things. Just as the Gemara talks through the Kira, talks about all these elements of Shabbos, we want to avoid any aspect of any look that it could be, God forbid, construed in a terrible way. God forbid that we're cooking or doing anything on the Shabbos or Yom Tov. There are different manifestations. We should think about the different equipments, the different wonderful inventions we have nowadays to help us. A lot of times there are built-in things into the instruments, into the appliances. We've talked about before how GE just sat with a lot of rabbis and made a special Shabbos mode on the oven and on the different appliances. If you could get that, great. If not, there are very low-tech ways to adapt the materials, adapt the devices you have in order to do this. The hot plate is great. The blech is great if you have gas. We don't have gas in the house, only electric. You could use the urn also, you know, for if you have to need your coffee or your tea, the urn is wonderful. Turning off the oven or the stove or the whatever, the burners are all different ways. But just as the Gemara talks about the Kira, so too there are ways in our own lives to do so as well. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 38 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.